This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Directors will not join the writers striking against Hollywood studios. Over the weekend, the Directors Guild of America struck a tentative deal with the major film and TV studios. It still needs to be voted on by the rank and file. The contract includes wage increases over the next 3 years. It includes a ban on live ammunition on set and new safety standards and an agreement that AI cannot replace the duties performed by members, quote, unquote. Joining me to talk about the deal and what it means for the rest of Hollywood is Matt Bellany, regular contributor here for us and for KCRW's The Business and a founding partner of the website Puck News. Welcome back, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. All right. So the director, John Avnet, who is the chair of the negotiation committee for the DGA, said this was a, quote, truly historic deal. Is it truly historic or historic at all?
That's debatable. I mean, I think they like to position it that way because they got some AI language in their deal, and they did get some increased coverage of these streaming movies. Foreign numbers go up under this deal, which is a big growth area for companies like Netflix, and they really wanted to have greater revenue coming from those areas. But there are a lot of things about this deal that the other guilds probably are looking at and saying, okay, this is not going to be the pattern that we agree to, meaning we're not just going to take the terms that the directors negotiated and have them apply to the writers and actors.
Mm. So what in particular, what don't they like, the writers and the actors, what don't they like about this?
Well, first on the AI issue, the writers want a lot more specific language because writing is different than directing. They want very clear parameters of what is and isn't allowed. The writers have not actually said we want no AI. They just want their roles in the writing process to be protected throughout the process, whether it's AI-generated stories and scripts or whether it's AI-enhanced scripts. They want protection specifically for writers there. Arguably, the AI stuff going on right now is most threatening for the actors because they can literally recreate people and put them in scenes. And that's something that the actors are very afraid of and want some protections against.
All right, let's go back to AI for just a second because I just want to read this. In this tentative agreement, it says that AI is not a person. This confirms that AI is not a person and that generative AI cannot replace the duties performed by members. So that seems pretty all-encompassing. Why wouldn't the writers or the actors want something similar to that language?
I think just the level of protection in terms of compensation. Like for writers, if there is an AI enhancement to a script, something like that, that is not mentioned by the directors. And if there is a scene perhaps where AI could enhance the work of an actor, the actors want to make sure that the actors are getting paid for that. So they're not losing days on set, or they're not losing reshoots, or they're not losing these things that could potentially be worked on by AI, because it's not necessarily that these guilds are anti-technology. They know that it's really hard to put genies back in the bottle when technology comes down the pike. They just want to protect their ability to get paid and to get credits. And that's, I think, where the devil is in the details.
So what is the reaction on the part of the writers in terms of the whole issue of solidarity? Because I know they had wished that the DGA would have struck, and I think they're hoping SAG-AFTRA is going to strike just to have more leverage.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think that they have been very diplomatic to say, you know, congratulations on making your deal. However, that is not what we are doing. And we, while congratulating you, are going to go our own way. And we're not going to be intimidated by the studios into thinking, okay, this is what, you know, is necessary. We have to settle now, because that's typically what has happened in the past. The studios went very specifically to the directors because they traditionally have been easier to make a deal with. I mean, I didn't even mention the transparency issue. The directors let that go. The directors did not press on getting more data from the studios, at least not what we've seen yet. There are some things in that deal that supposedly will address getting consumption data, meaning how many people are watching. But in terms of payment and creating a success metric, meaning you get paid more from a streaming service if your show or movie is more successful, the directors walked away from that issue. And I think the writers are really hoping to get some kind of success metric so that if you create something like Wednesday, the Netflix hit, you get paid more than if you create garden variety Netflix show that nobody watches.
Why would they walk away from that?
The people I've talked to said that it was A, studios and streamers in particular were basically, that's our line in the sand. We're just not going to completely alter our model to provide this kind of data, because that's what they're essentially saying. When you want a success metric, it means you want that Pandora's box, the black box of data, to be opened. Yeah. So I think that's where they saw the hard line come up, and they said, okay, we'll focus on other things and get ourselves more money in the process.
Okay. So meanwhile, we have a potential strike from SAG-AFTRA. The strike authorization voting ends today and negotiations begin on Wednesday. What do you hear on the street, if you would, about whether or not they're actually going to go out on strike?
You know, every indication suggests that it's different this time, that the level of solidarity with the writers is more, is higher, that the issues they are facing are as existential as some of the issues the writers have said they are facing, and that we are headed for a double guild strike here. Certainly an authorization. I'd be very mm-hmm. surprised if the actors do not authorize their leadership to call for a strike if needed. So, you know, while I say that the chances of an actor strike are higher than they have been in decades, I don't want to say for sure that they are going to strike, because, as we know, a lot of this is posturing and trying to get the best deal possible with the most leverage possible. So the saber rattling, so to speak, could just be that.
Okay, we shall see. Matt Bellamy, founding partner of the website Puck News, a regular contributor for The Business here on KCRW, which you can hear every Friday at 1 o'clock. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for starting your week off with KCRW, with Press Play, and staying tuned during our SOS Pledge Drive, our Save Our Summer Pledge Drive. Also joining me now to talk to you about donating is Steve Giotakis. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Madeline. Yeah, here we are, you know, and the radio station. You know this because public radio and public media in general is feeling, you know, and reeling from a tough economy. Things have been down a little bit lately as far as underwriting and things like that. So here we are asking for your support. And, you know, I think about it as like when you go to the grocery store, some of the sticker shock that you see, you know, oh my gosh, eggs, $8, you know, or whatever it is that you're looking
at. I know.
At.
And we inflation, never ask for more, but this is the time when we have to do that.
It's right? Why we're like, okay, if you can help us out, if you have the wherewithal, and thank you so much if you can, how about upping your monthly contribution to the radio station? You know, maybe you're doing 20. How about trying 30 or 40? Whatever you can afford, now's the time to do it to save our summer at kcrw.com/give.
Right. And we'll give you an extra special incentive if you donate $5 or more a month, which is not that much when you think about it.
No.
It's really nothing. It's pennies a day, if that. We'll give you a free digital subscription to the New York Times for a whole year. So
well,
that's
amazing,
know how you can
right?
turn that down. Yeah.
No.
If only for the puzzle. If only for my favorite puzzle, which I do every day.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Spelling bee. I'm addicted.
Yeah.
I know. Okay.
I know you are.
Thanks,
I know you
Steve.
Are. You bet, Madeline.
Coming up, how AI is changing the music industry. Don't go anywhere. That's next on Press Play.